Long before any of us were born, bread was called the staff of life. Doubtless our children's children will lean on it in the same way we do and depend on it for a large share of their energy supply. Bread today is better than it has ever been before. Try one loaf of tasty bread. Compare it with the bread you're now using. You'll find it delicate in texture, snowy white, rich in flavor, and just packed with nourishment. You'll agree, Tasty is the best loaf of bread in town. I suggest you order it for your family tomorrow. Be sure to ask for it by name, Tasty, T-A-Y-S-T-E-E. The Tasty Bread Winner is directed by Ben Selvin, Harry DeCosta at the piano, and here they are, Billy Jones and Ernie Hare, the Tasty Loafers.
Everybody, how do you do? So we're known as Jones and Head of all of you. We're two loafers now, it's said, representing Tasty Bread. How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? I'm Billy Jones.
I'm Ernie Hare.
And we're a silly looking pair. How do you do?
Well, sir, am I done up? I said, am I done up?
Well, what is this am I done up stuff?
Well, am I done up, Ernie?
Well, you look all right to me, Bill. Your hair's brushed, your clothes are all pressed.
No, it isn't that, Ernie.
Well, what is it?
Well, Louis Witten told me that Ben Selvin owed you some money. Is that right?
Bill, not so loud, not so loud. I'll never get it. You don't use any judgment at all. If Ben hears that, I'm sunk.
Oh, wait. Ben was described to me as a man who always did good things.
Yeah, and I happen to be one of those good things.
Mm-hmm. I'll settle with you boys later.
We hope so.
Have you met her? Have you seen her? Not a girl in town is keener than a little girl named Polly Perkins. If you meet her, you discover just to know her is to love her. Speaking of her, everybody would say, pretty Polly Perkins, pretty as a picture. Paradise in person, Polly Perkins is her name. Proud as any princess, pride of every party. And how the boys pursue Miss Polly Perkins is a shame. We know Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. Now the boys are picking posies, you know who's to blame. Pretty Polly Perkins, pretty as a picture. Paradise in person, Polly Perkins is her name. Pretty Polly Perkins, pretty as a picture. Paradise in person, Polly Perkins is her name. Proud as any princess, proud of every party. How the boys assume it, Polly Perkins is a shame. We know Peter Piper picks a peck of pickled peppers. And now the boys are picking posies, you know who's to blame. Pretty Polly Perkins, pretty as a picture. Paradise in person, Polly Perkins is her name.
Bill, do you remember that girl by the name of Polly who lived in my neighborhood that married a fellow named Sam?
Sure, I remember him. How are they, Ernie?
Oh, they separated.
Well, what happened to them?
Oh, Polly claimed that he was a Girl Scout.
You mean a Boy Scout, don't you?
No. He was always scouting for girls.
I remember Polly's father very well, Ernie.
Yeah?
He was a great old scout himself.
Mm.
And he had what I would call a soft job, Ernie.
Soft job?
Yeah, he used to call out stations on an ocean liner. He lost the soft job after having it for 50 years.
That's all.
But he says he wasn't surprised. He knew when he took the job it wouldn't be steady, so.
Heavenly day, all your sins have been forgiven, cause that old man devil's driven
you sing, rubber sing. When your weary feet are wearing golden slippers and you're walking down green pastures happy and gay, every day will be Thanksgiving when that old man devil's driven away. Yes, sir, brother. Now you know, and I know, yes, sir, that all God's children got wings. So sing out, brother. Sing out and shout. Hallelujah. Sing, brother, sing. When your weary feet are wearing golden slippers and you're wedging down green pastures happy and gay, every day will be Thanksgiving when that old man devil's driven away.
That's great, Ernie. I'll bet you have a good time with those Mississippi revivals, don't you?
Yeah, I'm telling you they do. You know, I went to one not so long ago, Bill.
How did you travel?
Oh, I traveled first class, by train.
I see you rode on the cowcatcher, huh?
Yeah, boy. And was I scared?
What man?
I didn't know what minute I'd be hit with an automobile.
No.
But, Bill, tell me, why is it that there are so many more automobile wrecks than there are train wrecks?
Well, you never heard of the engineer hugging the fireman, did you?
Wait a minute. Hey, fellows, sheer unadulterated nonsense. You two loafers take the cake. Uh-oh, that's not so good on a bread program. However, please stand aside, because radio's favorite personality singer has something worthwhile for us. Shirley Howard.
Wonderful to see. You ought to be in pictures. Oh, what a hit you would be. Your voice would thrill a nation. Your face would be adored. You'd make a great sensation with wealth and fame, your reward. And if you should kiss the way you kiss when we are all alone, you'd make every girl and man a fan worshiping at your throne. You ought to shine as brightly as Jupiter and Mars. You ought to be in pictures, my star of stars. You kiss when we are all alone. You'd make every girl and man a band worshiping at your throne. You ought to dress like towers. You ought to ride in sporty cars to be in pictures.
Miss Howard came into the studio this evening very well. So we certainly do appreciate the fact that she refuses to interrupt the show. She says it must go on. And may I say it go on. And may I say that Tasty Bread really speaks for itself. But I would like to speak a few important items that make Tasty Bread the best loaf of bread in town. For instance...
This particular part of the program needs an idea, I think. And I'd suggest some sort... like the other advertisers...
You just build a sketch around the product, you know.
Yeah, that's great. But tell me, where am I going to get a playlist that can be appropriate for Tasty Bread?
Oh, that's a sin.
Tasty Bread.
About it, Bill.
Oh, all right. It's evening, and the scene is the home of the Whiffenpoofs. Now, Clarence Whiffenpoof... Clarice, rather. The wife, she's preparing supper, brother. The wife, she's preparing supper for her. Whiffenpoof is setting the table.
Yeah, you say something, Shirley. You're Mrs. Whiffenpoof.
Well, what'll I say? I don't know the Whiffenpoof. The wife. So how could I have a...
You be the wife, Bill.
Oh,
give
no.
Shirley her son, who's setting the...
Fire?
Don't forget to put some tape. That will raise the Dickens. He's crazy.
Now, you be the son, Louie, and you answer Mama Whippenpool.
Well, I'm sorry, Ernie, but I don't know the lady either, and I'm far too old for the part of a son who's setting the table. Thank you.
Well, all right, then. I'll be the son myself.
Yeah, yeah. Sir.
Mama. Oh, Mama. Oh, Mama. We ain't got no... We ain't got no tasty bread.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. I'll phone for some right away.
That's great, Shirley. Now you're falling into the spirit. Great, Shirley. Now you're falling into the spirit. Great, Shirley. Now you're falling into the spirit of it. Shirley, now you're falling into the spirit of it.
Well, Shirley fell into the bass drum as well as the spirit of it. I'm sorry, Bill, but you'll still have to be the wife.
All right. Hello, hello. I want walla, walla, walla. Oh, oh, oh. Hurry, please. Oh, hurry, please. Is that you, Mr. Rausmeyer? This is Mrs. Whippenpoot. Send me over at once 2 loaves of tasty bread. That's splendid. 2 deliveries a day direct from the oven. Now I know it will be fresh. Goodbye.
Say, Lou, see how we work the 2 deliveries a day in?
Yeah, that's great, but what happens now, Ernie?
That's easy. A door slammed. Uh-huh. The son with the bass voice speaks.
Oh, Ma, Daddy's here.
Hello, son.
Hello, Daddy.
What? No tasty bread?
Don't worry, darling. Don't worry. 2 loaves will be here any moment.
Hello, here's that tasty bread, but there's only half a loaf. That's all we had left there, you see.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. Only half a loaf. Don't be angry, Henry.
Is it any wonder I act aloof?
Don't act aloof, dear. Half a loaf is better than none.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, get you through the dark.